honeybee fills with jealousy when they see you out with me. I don't blame them, goodness knows, honeysuckle rose.
Hi guys, welcome back to Open Language. This is Connor.
And Tara.
And today we have a pre-intermediate lesson for you about flowers.
Yay, buying flowers. I love flowers.
Yeah, flowers are nice, but, you know, I don't know a whole lot about them. They're colorful and green, and they are in the kitchen sometimes and in the ground sometimes.
You're a guy.
Yeah.
Pretty flowers make everything better. Mm-hmm. And recently we had this topic requested.
Yeah.
So we thought we would share a lesson and a dialogue here on someone buying flowers.
This will be great for me. I can learn from this
yes,
as well.
Yes, you should. Take some pointers.
Mm-hmm. So let's listen to the dialogue and take a look.
Excellent.
Hi there. Are you looking for a particular arrangement?
I'm looking for some flowers for my girlfriend.
Well, she'll probably like some roses.
Oh, I get roses for her all the time. I want to give her something with more personality.
Ah, I see. Why don't we do a mixed bouquet? Is she more traditional or modern?
Definitely more modern. And she's pretty artsy.
Okay, let's do something following the farm fresh trend with nice pastels. It's very subtle and tasteful.
Sounds great. Oh, just one more thing. She doesn't like flowers that are too fragrant.
Got it. I'll start with some peonies in blush, add some lovely dahlias in bloom, and finish off with one or two buttery yellow roses.
Oh, that's beautiful. It's very her.
Yeah? Oh, let's add some greenery to make it fuller. Now, do you want it wrapped or arranged in a vase?
Wrapped. How long will they last?
If she puts them in a vase right away, they'll last about a week. I'll give you a packet of flower food to help the flowers stay fresh.
Perfect. I think she'll love it.
So, we just heard a dialogue with a man who's the customer, and mm-hmm. he needs to buy some flowers for his girlfriend, so he goes to the florist.
Right. So, you can say flower shop,
yeah.
but more common is probably florist.
Yeah, this is the person who arranges flowers.
Right.
Who,
they're usually
the shop.
Skilled.
Yeah, they're skilled in flowers.
Right. In organizing and mm-hmm. arranging and designing flower mm-hmm. arrangements. Mm-hmm.
And you know, because they always have cut hands.
Yeah. Yes.
They get
from the thorns.
The thorns on the roses, yeah.
So we have the florist, mm-hmm. and in walks a customer, mm-hmm. and she says, "Hi there, are you looking for a particular arrangement?"
Yeah, arrangement, this is a good word. To arrange, that's the verb, mm-hmm. arrange something, to like put something in order.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you can also say, for example, mm-hmm. if we have an arrangement,
yep, yep.
it means we have a plan set yeah. or we have an agreement.
Yeah, agreement or even like a deal.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. You can use arrange for arrangement for even music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If some
how it's organized.
Mm-hmm, yeah, yeah. Or if you're arranging the furniture in your mm-hmm. house, like moving your desk or
right.
your couch a certain way.
Totally.
In a classroom, the arrangement of the desks or even the arrangement of the students in the classrooms.
Right.
Yeah.
And definitely for the flowers, mm-hmm. we use arrangement
mm-hmm, yeah.
because each one is put in a particular place.
Is it really detailed?
Yes.
Wow, okay.
If it's yeah. done right.
Okay, yeah.
The customer, mm-hmm. the guy... Mm-hmm. He wants to buy flowers for his girlfriend and says, "I'm looking for some flowers for my girlfriend."
Yeah, and the florist recommends right away she'll like some roses.
Right, because those are pretty typical.
Yeah.
They smell pretty. And
yeah, and they are pretty.
And they are pretty too.
Yeah, yeah. But the problem is the customer says, "Oh, I get roses for her all the time." And he wants to give something to her. With more personality.
Right. So normally when we use this word, we think about people and mm-hmm. personality.
Yeah. And that's really great. So we can add this word. We mm-hmm. stick it on just a thing, an object,
yeah.
like flowers, to make it feel like a person.
Right. So it has more character. It's yeah. more interesting.
Yeah. It's more interesting. It's not just boring.
Right.
A boring object.
Yeah.
It's like a person because people are interesting.
Right.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. So the florist says, "Ah, I see. Why don't we do a mixed bouquet?"
Oh, yeah. So bouquet. This is like the bunch of flowers,
right?
The mix.
So yeah. You can actually say an arrangement or a bouquet.
Okay, so bouquet is after they put the little wrap paper around
it. It's kind of like a handful, whereas an arrangement can be something bigger, like a wreath or something like that.
Okay, yeah. And then where do we see? We see a lot of bouquets at weddings, right?
Yes. Yeah. Well, the bride carries a bouquet down the aisle.
Mm-hmm. And then they throw it.
Right. And the pronunciation here is we generally say bouquet, even though it's B-O-U, two letters there.
Yeah.
So some people will say bouquet.
Okay. I think I say bouquet.
You did.
Oh, I did. Yeah, okay.
Which is okay. Some people do say it. I personally say bouquet.
Okay.
But maybe, again, you have American and Canadian parents.
Yeah, my mom's American, so maybe that's American. Just don't say bouquet.
Bouquet.
Yeah.
Bouquet. No bouquet.
It's a French word, B-O-U-Q-U-E-T.
Right.
Yeah. So
bouquet,
French words.
Bouquet.
Yeah.
Yes.
So then the florist, a mixed bouquet.
Bouquet.
Is your girlfriend more traditional or modern?
And the customer says, definitely more modern. Mm-hmm. And she's pretty artsy.
Yeah, this is good. So you can see in the word there, the stem is art.
Art.
Yeah, someone who likes art.
Right, kind of a little more creative, a little funky maybe.
Yeah, and their fashion is usually a little more modern looking.
Trendy.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
So she's got a lot of personality.
Yeah. My roommate is very artsy. And some of the art we have is very interesting. I don't understand it, but I appreciate it.
That's the importance of art.
Yeah.
So the florist says, okay, let's do something following the farm fresh trend.
Yeah, this is a new trend. There's a lot of farm fresh restaurants in Vancouver now.
Mm-hmm.
It's this trend where the food served is local. It's right from the farm. It's fresh.
Right. So it's like farm fresh eggs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We will say those are eggs that come directly from a farm. If your friend has chickens, and sometimes they will bring you eggs.
Yeah. So it could even be like the eggs are laid in the morning, and by the evening they're on the plate of someone dining at the restaurant.
Exactly. Yeah. So here, the farm fresh flowers, these are flowers that come from a farm, not necessarily from a kind of big nursery, which is what we call a place where plants are grown and sold.
Yeah.
Not where babies are born necessarily, but it's kind of, they're more rustic.
Oh, okay. Yeah, rustic.
So rustic is kind of, it's natural, but in an artsy way.
Oh, yeah, interesting, yeah.
And she wants to include some nice pastels in that arrangement.
So this is like a kind of color, right?
Mm-hmm. A pastel is a light color, so baby blue or light pink, which is my favorite.
I always think about pastel colors as a spring color.
Yes,
spring color.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. So if you think, for example, if you like the store Tiffany's, that Tiffany blue is a pastel blue. It's a lightish blue.
Okay, yeah.
And maybe, you know, a lot of you may like macaroons, which I love. And they're usually pastel colors, light colors, like light pink, light green, light blue, light yellow.
Yeah, not a deep color.
No. And because those pastels can be subtle and tasteful.
Yeah, this is a good word. Subtle is like fine or small, not it's noticeable.
Not in your face is how I would describe it.
Yeah.
It's very light, and it's just a little bit of something.
A small difference.
Right.
Yeah.
So you can say, for example, if you ask your boyfriend or girlfriend what they want for their birthday. They may not tell you exactly, but they may give you subtle hints or clues, kind of leaving a picture of something on the table going, oh, I like that.
Yeah.
But not saying, get me that for my birthday.
yeah. Or if I want you to close the window, I might say, oh, I'm cold.
Right.
A subtle hint.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So the spelling of subtle here is S-U-B-T-L-E, but we don't say the B. It's subtle.
We don't say subtle.
No,
subtle. That's too hard to say, too. Mm-hmm.
And these pastel colors, they're a great example of a subtle color.
Right. So if you think about a red rose, that's bright.
That's bright, a deep red. Yeah.
Right. It's not subtle.
Yeah, not subtle, yeah.
But a light pink, it's just a hint of color. It's a subtle color.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. And they're also tasteful.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do they want to eat the flowers?
No.
You can, some.
You could, yeah. No, tasteful is not necessarily about taste or eating.
Right.
It's about the being appropriate.
Right. And here also classy.
Oh, classy. That's a good word. Yeah.
So kind of sophisticated. Mm-hmm.
Sophisticated.
Chic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just very, very nicely done. Not just randomly thrown together and stuff.
So if I go to a job interview, I'm not going to wear some crazy colors and I'm going to dress tastefully.
Right.
With the adverb form. So I look like sophisticated and smart and not some stupid guy that comes into the office.
Right. And like for women, if you imagine how you dressed when you go to a club versus when you go to work.
Yeah.
You're not always dressed tastefully if you go, if you're looking to have a good fun night out with dancing and everything, you tend to, you know, maybe wear a shorter skirt.
Mm-hmm.
Things that you wouldn't wear to the office, they're not tasteful when it comes to a work environment.
Yeah. So use your good judgment.
Right. So then the customer, how does he feel about this idea?
Oh, he thinks it's a great idea. He says, sounds great. But there's one more thing he wants to add. She doesn't like flowers that are too fragrant.
Oh, no. Ooh. This is horrible. fragrant is just meaning smells nice.
Yeah. And this is an adjective. The noun form is fragrance.
Right.
Yeah.
So we can actually use the word fragrance to mean perfume or cologne.
Like a cologne. I bought some new...
A new fragrance.
A new fragrance. Okay,
or this company Chanel has a new fragrance that they just launched.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it just means something that smells nice. Now that's very important. It smells nice.
Yeah, it's a smell, but a smell can be bad. But a fragrant smell is good.
Yes, is a good smell.
Yeah. Sometimes there's also the word aroma.
Aroma. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a nice, nice smell. Mm-hmm. The opposite would be maybe odor.
Odor. Yeah, odor is a bad smell.
Stink. Yeah. I personally love flowers that are fragrant. I don't agree with this girlfriend, but...
So the florist, she understands that she wants to start with some flowers called, how do you say this, peonies?
Peonies.
Peonies. Okay, I thought it was peonies.
Right. No, the stress is in a different place. It's at the beginning. Peonies.
Peonies, okay.
And you kind of almost barely say the O.
Oh, okay.
It's no peonies.
Yeah, there's peonies.
Peonies.
Good.
So if you look up in the dictionary this word peonies, or I'm going to say this wrong, mudan, did I say that right? Okay. So this, you may think that peonies are these loud, bright, huge flowers, but we have more subtle ones here. They're still quite full and big, but they come in pastels.
Oh, pastel
as well.
Colors. Yeah.
So they're still lovely and big and full,
but
they're not super, super bright.
Okay.
Yeah. Lots of different colors.
Yeah. And this next word, there's some peonies in blush.
Right. So you may know blush as if you're embarrassed.
Yeah.
Blush.
Your cheeks go pink or red.
Right. And if you're a woman, the stuff you put on your cheeks to give them a little color, you may call it rouge, or you can call it blush.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But here, blush is like a champagne color. It's kind of a light pink, beige combination.
Nice.
It's very subtle, very pastel, and very, very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she also says that she's going to add some dahlias or dahlias.
Okay, yeah. I didn't know the pronunciation. Dahlia?
Both are fine.
Both are okay.
Yeah. These are my personal favorite right now.
Yeah. Oh.
They're also very full flowers. They look very similar to peonies.
Okay, yeah.
But they, again, come in subtle colors.
Okay, and they're in bloom.
Yes.
So bloom and blossom.
Right.
I don't even understand the difference here.
There is bud, there is bloom, there is blossom. Basically, if a flower is in bloom, meaning it's starting to open up and the flower is coming out.
Starting to open, okay.
So we can also say it's blooming.
It's blooming. Okay, yeah, the verb form.
Right.
Okay.
And we also actually use the word bloom for a girl. So she starts to become more confident and more mature.
More like a woman.
More like a woman. Yeah, she's blooming and blossoming into a young lady.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a flower, yeah.
Like a flower, yes.
Yeah, and then so the florist, what does she recommend to finish off?
She says two buttery yellow roses.
Yeah, so again, we're not eating. It's not tasteful. We're not eating anything.
No.
Yeah.
The buttery, if something has the Y, it just means it looks like. Mm-hmm. So it's the color of butter.
Okay, okay,
so
yeah.
So a light pastel yellow.
It's not oily. It's the color, the same color of butter. Yeah.
Right. And you can use it for like a croissant, for example.
Yeah, yeah.
Buttery croissant.
French food, that's so good. Yeah.
Yes.
Or even, you know, my toast was too buttery. I put too much butter in it or
exactly.
a muffin or something. But in this case, it's just color.
Right. And we can actually, not in terms of color, but we can say salty.
Right. Yeah, of course.
Or peppery.
Yeah, yeah, buttery, peppery. Yeah.
So just adding that Y makes something an adjective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so then the customer, how does he react to that?
He says, that's beautiful. It's very her.
Yeah, so
I love
this
expression.
Yeah, it's a really pretty common expression.
I use it all the time.
Yeah, and it's like we don't say the following word, which is style, basically, right? Or preference.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, for example, if I'm addicted to pink.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And my friends know this. Mm-hmm, so they'll see a pink shirt and they'll go, oh, that's very Tara.
Yeah. Or they could say that's so Tara.
Yes.
Yeah.
Meaning it is so much my style.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I will also say it's so me.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Yeah.
Or it's very me.
Yeah. Like for me, if I go shopping for clothes, I'll find some, it's usually blue.
Yeah, I've noticed.
And I'm wearing all blue right now. But I like this. And then I realize, everything in all of my clothes are blue. Oh, okay, it's so me.
It's so you. Yeah. It's so your style.
Yeah. And it's usually in a positive way, like it looks good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's because you usually do that, and so it's appropriate. It looks good on you.
Right. Your friends may tease you if they say it about you. Mm-hmm. For example, for me, I overdo the pink a little bit.
Okay, yeah,
like
yeah.
My hair is actually pink.
Yeah.
So they kind of joke that they see pink. Oh, that's so Tara. And they kind of roll their eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can use it for behavior too. Mm. Like my roommate always forgets things.
Mm-hmm.
He's always forgetting. It's his name's Johnny. He's so Johnny. That's very Johnny.
Yes.
Yeah, his style.
And so it can be a kidding around expression.
Mm-hmm.
It's not mean.
Mm-hmm.
It's still like when you know someone very well, you're kind of teasing them.
Yeah, like teasing.
Or joking.
Yeah, 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 for
yeah.
sure.
And the florist, she says, yeah.
So, but there's one final thing, right? You have to add something.
Right. So she wants to add some greenery because it's too much flowers.
Uh-huh,
you want
yeah.
some contrast.
Yeah, yeah. And the greenery, don't be confused. This is not an adjective.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a comparative adjective. Mm-hmm. More green. It's stuff. It's plants.
Yes.
It means plants, right?
And when it comes to flower arrangements, it just means leaves.
Ah, the leaves. Okay,
yeah.
So the green things, the green plants in a bouquet. Greenery.
Right.
Okay.
And so they're added to add contrast and to make the arrangement fuller.
Mm-hmm. And it seems like we can say greenery if we want to add some plants to like a house or something, some extra greenery.
Right.
This house is too boring. It needs some greenery or some plants or something.
You need some plant life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's usually plants without flowers.
Right. Yeah. So only green color.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if they're fuller or it makes it fuller, this means more full.
Yeah, the comparative adjective, more, full, fuller.
Now, would you say fuller or more full?
You could say more full would be okay. I might even say that, but fuller is correct. And don't confuse this with bigger.
Right. Yeah. So making an arrangement, you're not making it bigger. You're just kind of filling in the empty spaces and making something more full.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's not getting bigger. It's looking full. Like
Right. Full
of flowers.
Exactly. Not thin.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
And then the florist asks a very, very important question, the final, final decision he needs to make. And what is that?
Yeah, well, so the florist asks, do you want it wrapped or arranged in a vase or vase?
Okay,
I don't know, we'll get there.
Yeah. So wrapped, what context do you use wrapped in? Only flowers?
Oh, like wrapping music?
No. With a W.
Yeah, W-R-A-P. Yeah.
Right. So basically it means putting paper around something.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And a lot of people, we even eat these.
Yes.
Not flowers, again.
No.
But like a wrap, like a sandwich wrap.
Yeah.
You can have, you know, some meat or some lettuce.
It's basically the... Mm-hmm. Flatbread is rolled up around the filling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
if you
like
think
a
of,
present. Mm,
so it's basically like a gift wrapping. Okay,
it's wrapped. Gift wrapping the flowers.
Yeah.
Or the choice is to arrange them. Mm-hmm. So we've looked at the, or we've seen the word arrangement, and this is the verb.
Yes.
So how you piece them together in a vase.
Okay, so vase is correct.
But people will also say vase.
Okay, I think I say vase, but vase,
I say vase, yeah. But
maybe it's
both
American.
Are okay.
Mm-hmm. So the British one is vase.
Yes. Yeah. And basically this is just usually a glass container to arrange flowers in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the customer asks, well, okay, wrapped, please. But how long will they last?
Right. So this doesn't mean last place.
Yeah, not final.
It just means how long will they stay alive or stay good.
How long will they continue? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And the florist says if she puts them in a vase right away, they'll last about a week.
A week. Yeah, that's not long enough for me.
No. But she does give a packet of flower food.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So packet of flower food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just little vitamins for the flowers.
Right. It's usually a powder.
Mm-hmm. Oh, powder.
To keep them alive and keep them fresh.
Good.
So let's take another listen to the dialogue.
Okay.
Hi there. Are you looking for a particular arrangement?
I'm looking for some flowers for my girlfriend.
Well, she'll probably like some roses.
Oh, I get roses for her all the time. I want to give her something with more personality.
Ah, I see. Why don't we do a mixed bouquet? Is she more traditional or modern?
Definitely more modern. And she's pretty artsy.
Okay, let's do something following the farm fresh trend with nice pastels. It's very subtle and tasteful.
Sounds great. Oh, just one more thing. She doesn't like flowers that are too fragrant.
Got it. I'll start with some peonies in blush, add some lovely dahlias in bloom, and finish off with one or two buttery yellow roses.
Oh, that's beautiful. It's very her.
Yeah? Oh, let's add some greenery to make it fuller. Now, do you want it wrapped or arranged in a vase?
Wrapped. How long will they last?
If she puts them in a vase right away, they'll last about a week. I'll give you a packet of flower food to help the flowers stay fresh.
Perfect. I think she'll love it.
So we just heard the dialogue again, and we'd like to know what you think. We learned a lot of flower words today, like bloom and pastels.
Right. So we learned the language and the words you need to know when buying flowers, but also colors and arrangements or styles.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Let us know what kind of flowers you like, especially the men out there.
Right. Yeah. And let us know what type of flowers are very you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Sounds good. And we'll see you next time.
Take care.